I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom issued its annual report today. Among the top 9 countries to watch on religious freedom violations, China. Over the last 2 years, there's been a growing pressure on Christians in both the registered churches and the unregistered churches in China. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the pastor's wife who died trying to save her church from being destroyed has become a rallying cry on that issue. A final thought. China is also home to one of the fastest-growing body of Christ followers in the world. And like religious freedom, education is worth fighting for. Door International's Rob Myers says, for the deaf in third world countries, education can be a stumbling block. But in Kenya, nationals are working with Door, teaching both sign language and the message of salvation. And it's having a lasting effect over generations. The particulars plus action points are found at missionnews.org. For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Kramer.